Washington is already buzzing with speculation about who might be named to lead Treasury. Some possible contenders for the job come from the business sector. Richard Grasso, chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, and investment counselor Charles Schwab have been mentioned. Others are Washington insiders, including retired House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Archer, Senator Phil Graham, and House Majority Leader Dick Armey, all Republicans. There's one Democrat on the list, Senator John Breaux of Louisiana. Joining me now is the Wall Street Journal's Washington Bureau Chief Jerry Seib. Jerry, first of all, what is the president looking for? What does he need from a Treasury secretary to get his economic plan on track?
Well, I think they've got a fairly ambitious economic and domestic agenda that they want to launch next year when everybody comes back to Washington and there's a Congress wholly in the hands of Republicans. I think the feeling that's emerged within the administration and within the business community that's allied with this Republican administration over the last few months has been that this team, while very competent, was not particularly good at selling big, ambitious policy initiatives either to the public or on Capitol Hill. And so I think first and foremost what they're going to look for is a team that they can say will be the rocket that will propel this Bush agenda through the new Republican Congress.
Well, what would be the advantage of choosing someone from the private sector, first of all?
Well, one of the things you want out of a Treasury Secretary, and maybe particularly at a time like this, is for that person to be a figure who can reassure the markets. And the stock market has been through a pretty rocky year. It's not always clear what the Treasury Secretary can actually do to help people in the markets, but the notion that somebody is there who understands the markets, who can talk with people on Wall Street, and who can make sure that concerns of the investing community are understood and taken into account is an important thing. And that's easier to do if you take somebody who's clearly demonstrated that they can live and work and move in that world.
Who might be a good choice from the business world?
Well, I think there are some possibilities. You mentioned at the outset, Richard Grasso from the New York Stock Exchange, for example, was a good choice. The classic profile that everybody now points to is Robert Rubin, who was the Clinton Treasury Secretary. He came straight from the investment world and had an ability to both talk to the public and talk to Wall Street at the same time. I don't know that there's anybody out there who's obviously that kind of person. Phil Graham is an interesting choice, the senator from Texas. He's kind of moved into the Wall Street world. He's taken a job on Wall Street since his time is ending as a senator from Texas, and he might bridge the two worlds. They might be the kind of profile you're looking for here.
Well, what about getting a Washington insider, somebody with a lot of experience in the government?
Well, there's something to be said for that, too, right now, and not the least of which is that, as I said, there's an agenda to be pushed in Congress where both convincing Republicans who are in a slight majority that you've got the right idea, but also convincing a few Democrats to go along for the ride is going to be really important. You know, an interesting name that's not as well known is Peter Fisher, who's the Undersecretary of Treasury now for Domestic Finance. He's been considered a real star in the Bush administration. He's well-liked at the White House, and he's got a lot of respect on Capitol Hill. That would be a possibility. Don Evans, who's the Commerce Secretary's close friend of the president's, that always counts for something at a time like this. He's also well-known on Capitol Hill. He comes out of the business community. He ran an oil company in Texas for years and years, and so he bridges these two worlds to a certain extent as well.
Do you think the president knows who he wants already, he's already got a name, or is he going to spend the next few days really mulling over some of these possibilities?
Yeah, my suspicion is that he knows. I mean, the timing of this was a bit of a surprise, but the idea that there was a shakeup coming was pretty well known and advertised. I think there was a feeling, you know, that there was going to be a slightly different or wholly different economic team in the next 2 years of the Bush administration. The White House has been thinking about this for a while, thinking about it enough that I suspect they have a pretty good idea of which direction they want to go. When they choose to share that with all the rest of us is kind of up in the air, but if you ask me to guess, I would guess they have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do, and it's just the rest of us who don't know it yet.
Okay, thanks very much, Jerry.
Okay, Lynn, see you later.
Jerry Seib is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal.